to my dad, Trent Luce, and today, Luce Dale.
Well, I don't think I need to tell anybody that it's a very interesting time to be traveling out and about on the nation's highways. I will also tell you that since the 1st of May, I've traveled to about 24 states. That in itself has been quite interesting. Last night, I returned home from my latest pig delivery trip to West and South Texas. And I had an experience in the parking lot transferring pigs in Waco, Texas. I can't wait to share with you what happened. First, I want to remind you about Lone Creek Cattle Company and the opportunity to be a part of the brand of beef program called Certified Piedmontese. Lone Creek has really done all of the work. They've taken the genetics of the Piedmontese cattle, made them perform well. First calf, easy, perform well. It is a terminal program. You breed the Lone Creek Cattle Company bulls or semen to your cows, sell back the calves. So it's a $180 coupon over market price. Every calf is verified with Neogen to be sired by the Piedmontese bulls. Details from Marlon Will, and find him by going to LoneCreekCattleCo.com. Craig Bauman and I were in a parking lot in Waco, Texas, transferring pigs from my pickup to his pickup. And all of a sudden, this car just pulls up, rolls down the window. There's a young couple with a son in the back seat. The mother, who we will now refer to as Brooke from here on, rolls down the window and says, "Are those pigs?" "Yes, they are pigs." And so it's not long, and all of the windows in the car are rolled down. And she proceeds to say that they've been talking about a project with livestock and pigs, something that her son could get into because he has a real interest in pigs. They're not farm people. They're people that live in Waco that simply saw somebody transferring pigs and wanted to know more. We had a fantastic conversation. And, of course, Craig made sure that she had access to the Team Luce Facebook page and has since sent me a note. I said, "Thanks for stopping by. Would love to help you in any way possible to get your son in the pig business." And here is what she responded. "It was so nice to meet you. Again, we greatly appreciate your time. I feel like showing animals is an important part of raising a man." You know how refreshing that is in 2020? You know how we have moved away from saying things that might offend somebody? And here's a mother that understands that the best way to raise a man is have a project with livestock. But it's more about teaching work ethic and responsibility and all of those things that sometimes we in farm country take for granted. And this previously complete stranger, Brooke, has a grasp. There is hope, folks. There's hope for the next generation because there are still great parents that care about doing the right things for their kids. Trent Luce, Luce Tales. Be gentle. Stay firm.